Hi lovely friends, this is Mahesh. I am going to talk about the truth and beauty today. November 20, 1958, Srila Prabhupada has been published this article in India. The fortnightly magazine Back of Gohead, November 20, 1958. Contains the unforgettable story of liquid beauty, which is Srila Prabhupada dramatically exposes the underlying principle of human sexuality. This illuminating exposing on the nature of truth and beauty is timeless and startlingly relevant for those in search of the inner self. There may sometimes be arguments about whether truth and beauty are compatible terms. One would willingly agrees to express the truth, one might say, but since truth is not always beautiful, indeed, it is frequently rather than startling and unpleasant. How is one to express truth and beauty at the same time? In reply, we may inform all concerned that truth and beauty are compatible terms. Indeed, we may empathetically assert that the actual truth, which is absolute, is always beautiful. The truth is so beautiful that it attracts everyone, including the truth itself. Truth is so beautiful that any sakes, saints and devotees have left everything for the sake of truth. Mahatma Gandhi, an idol of modern world, dedicated his life to experimenting with the truth, and all his activities were aimed towards the truth only. Why only Mahatma Gandhi? Every one of us has the urge to search for the truth alone, for the truth is not only beautiful but also all-powerful, all-resourceful, all-famous, all-renounced and all-knowledgeable. Unfortunately, people have no information of actual truth. Indeed, 99.9% of men in all walks of life are pursuing untruth only, in the name of truth. We are actually attracted by beauty of truth, but since time immemorially, we have been habituated to love of untruth appearing like truth. Therefore, to the mundanaire, truth and beauty are incompatible terms. The mundane truth and the beauty may be explained as follows. Once a man who was very powerful and strongly built, that whose character was very doubtful, fell in love with a beautiful girl. The girl was not only beautiful in appearance but also saintly in character, and as such she did not like the man's advances. The man, however, was insistent because of his lustful desires, and therefore the girl requested him to wait only 7 days, and she set a time after that when he could meet her. The man agreed, and with high expectations he began waiting for the appointed time. The saintly girl, however, in order to manifest the real beauty of absolute truth, adopted a method very instructive. She took very strong dose of laxatives and the forgetives, and for 7 days she continually passed loose stools and omitted all that she ate. Moreover, she stored all these loose stools and the vomit in suitable pots. As a result of a forgetives, the so-called beautiful girl became lean and thin like a skeleton. Her complexion turned blackish and her beautiful eyes sank into the sockets of her skull. Thus, at the appointed hour, she waited anxiously to receive a eager man. The man appeared on the scene, well dressed, and well behaved and asked the ugly girl he found waiting there about the beautiful girl he was to meet. The man could not recognize the girl he saw as the same beautiful girl for whom he was asking indeed, although she repeatedly asserted her identity. Because of her pitiable condition, he was unable to recognize her. At last, the girl told the powerful man that she had separated the ingredients of her beauty and stored them in a pot. She also told him that he could enjoy those juices of beauty when the mundane, poetic man asked to see these juices of beauty. He was directed to the store of a loose stool and liquid vomit, which were emanating an unbearably bad smell. Thus the whole story of the beauty liquid was disclosed to him. Finally, by the grace of a saintly girl, this man of low character was able to distinguish between the shadow and the substance, and thus he came to his senses. This man's position was similar to the poison of every one of us who is attracted by false material beauty. The girl mentioned above had a beautiful, developed material body in accordance with the desires of her mind. But in fact, she was apart from that temporary material body and mind. She was in fact a spiritual spark, and so also was the lover who was attracted by her false skin. Mundane intellectuals and aesthetics, however, are deluded by the outward beauty and attraction of the relative truth, and are unaware of the spiritual spark, which is the both truth and beauty at the same time. The spiritual spark is so beautiful that when it leaves the so-called beautiful body, which in fact is full of stool and vomit, no one wants to touch that body, even if it is decorated with a costly costume. We are all pursuing a false relative truth, which is the incompatible with the real beauty. The actual truth, however, is permanently beautiful, retaining the same standard of beauty for innumerable eras. The spiritual spark is undestructible. The beauty of outer skin can be destroyed in only a few hours merely by a dose of a strong purgative, but the beauty of truth is indestructible and always the same. Unfortunately, mundane artists and intellectuals are ignorant of this beautiful spark of spirit. They are also ignorant of the whole fire which is the source of these spiritual sparks, and they are ignorant of the relationship between the sparks and the fire, which makes the form of a transcendental pastimes. When those pastimes are displayed here by the grace of a illuminati, foolish people who cannot see beyond their senses confuse those pastimes of truth and beauty with a manifestation of loose stool and vomit described above. Thus in desire, they ask how truth and beauty can be accommodated at the same time. Mundanes do not know that the whole spiritual entity is the beautiful person who attracts the everything. They are unaware that he is the prime substance and the prime source and the fountain head of the everything that be. The infinitesimal spiritual sparks, being parts and the parcel of the whole spirit, are qualitatively the same in beauty and eternity. The only difference is that the whole is eternally the whole, and the parts are externally eternally the parts, both of them, however, are the ultimate truth, ultimate beauty, ultimate knowledge, ultimate energy, ultimate renunciation, and ultimate opulence. Although written by the greatest mundane poet or the intellectual, any literature which does not describe the ultimate truth and the beauty, but a store of loose stool and the omit of a relative truth. Real literature is that which describes the ultimate truth and the beauty of absolute. Presenting by Mahesha Prabhu from Bangalore. born to learn. This is about the truth and the beauty. Thank you.